Trustee Zeller.
Here.
Trustee Green.
Here.
Trustee Genridge.
Here.
Trustee Vandenhoven is here. Trustee Kopisch.
Here.
Trustee Gast is excused, and Trustee Dart is excused.
Yes.
Are there any modifications to the agenda this evening? Is there a motion to approve the agenda as submitted? Trustee Green, second. Trustee Genridge, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We wanted to talk a little bit about the implementation of the personnel manual. I talked about this a little bit. We wanted to run it by the board. Basically, the issue is whether or not the personnel manual should be retroactive, and then if so, sort of how far back. Tracy, you can sort of introduce the real issue.
I guess I'm sorry.
I'm going to take this one, sure.
Okay.
With the last motion that the board had made at the what happening it was there's so many March 5th meeting, there was really no timeline set on that. So I just wanted to revisit with you folks and see what date you had in mind. When we first started this whole thing, the date we talked about was 1/1/13. That's what we were shooting for getting it implemented. So that's my question, if you would like it 1/1/13. Obviously, it was approved on March 5th. So that's one question, is the implementation of it. The one thing that is impacted slightly with that implementation is the two-week, the new vacation for our new hires, the two-week prorated. So that's the one thing that would be really impacted by that. So I guess there's two questions tonight. One is if you want to implement it on 1/1/2013. And then the other question is, we have some hires that were fairly recent. One is really recent. Michael, who is our new water department employee, he was hired on February 18th. So if there's a 1/1 start, then
Michael is the new water?
Michael is the new water. So if we go 1/1, then he obviously falls within that because he was hired February 18th. Then we have Jason Wolf, who's a park, our new park maintenance employee, and he was hired October 8th. If he was prorated, even at October 8th, he would get 19 hours of vacation for the time between October 8th and December, and then he would get his 80 hours of vacation starting January 1, 2013. And then Jenny Hams is our other employee. She was hired March 19th. Again, if we retro to her, she would be given 47 hours of vacation for 2012. She used 16 hours, because I don't know if you guys remember, you had allowed her to use 1 week of vacation early. And then she would get 80 hours of vacation starting January 1 of 2013. So that is my question twofold. One is, my recommendation is we go back to these three employees because of their most recent, being recent hires, and implement the program for them. And also look at an implementation date of January 1st of 2013.
Justify that if we approved it in March, making it retroactive 3 months, and we're debating that over that period of time, outside of the this issue to increase the benefits, what's the
justification for it?
Yeah,
you're specifically talking the vacation part of it, or the whole thing?
In general.
In general, you know, I think that our plan was always to implement the personnel manual by January 1 of 2013, and we just didn't quite get it done and get everything in by that time. So I think going back to January 1 and having a clean start for everybody, January 1 is a good way to go. Although, you know, a lot of things haven't changed as far as vacation, sick time, any of that, because you guys left a lot of that status quo. The one change is the 2 weeks prorated. So if, you know, especially, I guess, the one employee that was hired in February doesn't have any vacation right now. If you don't go retro back to him, then, you know, he falls in the category what everybody else is and isn't considered a new hire. And I guess that's my question. When you said new hire, was it going forward is what you were looking at? Or is there any provision for going back?
We took a long time to do this. I mean, some of these issues we postponed and debated, and in the meantime, people were sort of
hanging
and running out. So, So I think what Tracy has proposed is reasonable. I mean, it's going to cost us some vacation, but as far as monetarily, the work is going to get done. We're just going to be awarding people some vacation that we didn't know we were going to award them.
What, when these people were hired, what promises did we make then, or what did we tell them?
They were hired under what was currently in place. So there would have been, like for Michael, there would have been no vacation to, you know, for your first year. Same with Jason and same with Jenny. So they were all hired under our old vacation
schedule. So they would get more versus something taken away if we
correct.
Did.
Right, yes.
However, weren't they told that they were implementing the personnel manual and this was coming? Mm-hmm.
They were told, yes, yeah. That we were working on the personnel manual. Yep.
So. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, so I was just, you know, I wouldn't feel good about taking something away.
It wasn't
right.
Taken away.
If it's a bit of a upgrade, that's fine.
Yeah, but it's sort of a slippery slope. It's unclear as to what the expectations were, because we were having discussions. We were leaning one way, and then, and even in terms of morale, I think it doesn't hurt us a lot to do this.
Right.
I think it would probably be worth it just to go with what Tracy's proposing and move forward.
From a fairness and employee morale perspective, as well as not burning out people, I think we should prorate it back, because that was the nebulous time where we thought this was coming forward and thought it was coming forward fairly quickly and just didn't evolve like we wanted it to.
If you do this, this is a real positive situation.
This is or is not?
It is.
Of course it would be.
Yeah. If you provide
and we just had two people leave, so
yeah.
You know, I just think it would. This is definitely worth it. The benefits are definitely going to outweigh that.
Somebody left, resigned?
Yeah, Julie and Mary both.
Oh, what those two?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Larry Bellin resigned too.
Who did?
Larry Bellin.
Oh, that's right. He's retiring.
I mean, not resigned, but his retirement would be the end of me.
I'd make a motion we move forward as outlined with prorating for the 2012 hires.
And
per the current manual.
And the 1-1 date, or is that a separate issue?
That's both in the motion, or?
Actually, I'd do both in the motion.
I'll second. Discussion?
I have a question. Outside or beyond the vacation benefits that are being retroactively provided, what other benefits are we providing by establishing this January 1st date?
You know, sick leave, all the major ones are status quo.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sick leave,
what did we change?
Vacation.
We changed residency, right?
Residency. You know, there's some oddball stuff, like you said, residency. There may be, like our uniform policy changed a bit. We now have some reimbursement for school. If someone goes back to school, there's some of that in there. Funeral leave has changed a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to think what else.
That's about
the major.
Those are the major ones.
We left status quo.
A lot of the discussion around funeral, PTO, vacation,
stuff.
That's going to be kind of next time around.
The garage.
Right.
The whole thing.
For clarification motion, retroactive 2012, mine was vacation only. Is that your understanding, too?
2013.
No, for the new hires in 2012.
And that's the main issue here, right?
Right.
The vacation.
Yes.
So, Paul, if you want to alleviate your concern, we could just, limit it to vacation. And then I don't think the other issues apply anyway. I mean, use of the garage, you can't do that retroactively anyway.
Retroactive.
But
I mean,
we could definitely.
I'm just looking at anything else that would be an accumulation type of
situation,
yeah,
right.
I would not vote in favor of the motion as it is presented,
and
unless it is just
vacation.
It's exclusively limited to this that we have laid out in front of us here. Yeah.
Lynn, is that?
Yes.
That's my understanding. Okay.
I don't believe, in all fairness, I don't believe the other stuff was as nebulous. That evolved later, whereas when these two were hired, we were in that stage of where things were evolving. So At least that's my reasoning for, I think the vacation's very fair, but I don't think we should retroactive the other pieces of it.
The only problem I have is with the hire dating back to March 19th of 2012, where we already went through this situation with the advanced usage of the vacation.
Which we've taken away. I mean, she used 16 hours, so that was reduced.
That counts against her.
Right. Yeah, she would have gotten
vacation
63 hours if you would have not taken out those 16. So if you take away the 16 she used, there's 47 hours. So we are taking away what she got the advantage. But you're right, you know, there was, the board was gracious and allowed her to have an early week. But it has been taken back out. To, you know what I mean? She's not getting that double or getting that 16 hours again.
Okay. Very good.
Further discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Is there a motion to convene into closed session?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Trustee Kopisch, second. Trustee Green. Roll, please. Trustee Kopisch?
Yes.
Trustee Zeller?
Yes.
Green?
Yes.
Kenridge?
Yes.
Van Alvin's, yes.